请翻开新约圣经约翰第十章。
Let's turn to New Testament, Book of New Testament, John chapter 10.
我们读第十节。
Verse 10.
约翰福音第十章第十节。
John chapter 10, verse 10.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
盗贼来。无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。我们在读《生命记》第三十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 30。
《生命记》第三十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 30。
我们读第十九节。
Verse 19。
生命记三十章第十九节，我日呼天唤地向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。路德记第一章。
Book of Ruth, Chapter 1。
第十六节。
Verse 16。
路德记第一章第十六节，路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去；你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”第二章第八节。
Chapter 2, verse 8。
波阿斯对路德说：“女儿啊，听我说，不要往别人田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，有我与我使女同在。”第三章第五节、第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6。
第三章第五节，路德说：“凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。”路德就下到场上，照她婆婆所吩咐的她而行。第四章第十一节。
Chapter 4 verse 11。
在城门坐着的众民和长老都说：“我们做见证，愿耶和华使你家的这女子像建立以色列家的拉结利亚一样，又愿你在以法他得亨通，在伯利恒得名声。”约翰一书第二章。
First John chapter 2。
约翰一书。
First John。
二章第二十七节。
Chapter 2 verse 27。
第二章第二十七节，你们从主所领受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的，你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray。
主，我们感谢赞美你。
早晨 praise you。
我们能够再聚在你的面前。
This morning we're able to gather before you。
每次我们打开主的话语，我们都需要你自己圣灵来照亮你的话语在我们心中。
We may the Holy Spirit enlighten your words to us when we open your words。
因为我们离开了你，我们不能做什么。
Since we cannot do anything when we depart from you。
因此我们求圣灵在我们每一个人心中开启我们心中的眼睛。
So we ask the Holy Spirit open our inner eyes。
让我们看见你的话语里面有何等的指望。
So that see your eternal will in your words。
我们愿意把早上的时间来仰望给主。
We would like to place the following time in your hands。
让我们众人都伏在你自己大能的手下。
Let's all humble before your mighty power words。
好叫你的话能够成为灵，成为生命在我们心中。
May your words become spirit and life in our hearts。
我们这样仰望你，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We look upon you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen。
弟兄姊妹们，我们读圣经的人都知道，整本圣经它有一个中心。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we read Bible, we know the whole Bible has a center point.
整个圣经的中心就是基督。
The central issue is about Jesus Christ.
然后在耶稣的心中呢，他又有一个中心的。
In the heart of Jesus Christ, there is another central issue.
耶稣的心里面有一个中心就是教会。
And then in the central issue of Jesus' heart, that is his church.
在教会里面呢，也有一个的。
There is a center issue in, at church.
在教会里面最重要的一个中心就是生命。
And then the center point of the church is life.
如果没有生命，教会就不成教会。
Without life, the church will not be called church.
因此教会必须要有生命。
Church must have life.
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第十章说，他说我来了，是要叫羊得生命。并且得得更丰盛。
So that's why Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 10 say, I came to give you life and an abundantly.
这个生命是主耶稣来到地上的他的一个目的。
And this is the to give life is the purpose that Jesus came to earth.
生命是教会里面最重要的一件事。
And then life is the essential issue of church.
因此我们就看见在创世纪的里面神就设立了两棵树。
That's why we see there's two trees in Genesis.
一棵树叫生命树。
There is a tree called the tree of life.
有一棵树叫善恶树。
Another tree is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
这两棵树是代表两种不同的生命。
These two trees represent two different lives.
这个分别善恶树是代表那个受造的生命。
The tree of knowledge of good and evil is represent the creative.
代表那个属地的生命
It's earthly life.
代表这个独立的这个生命
It's a, independent life.
代表这个会朽坏的生命
It's a corruptible life.
这是人的天然的受造的生命
It's a natural creative life.
但是这个生命树代表另外一个生命
But the tree of life represents another kind of life.
它是一个自由的生命
And it is a free life.
它是属天的生命
It's divine life.
它是一个依靠神的生命
It's a dependent life.
是一个不会朽坏的生命
And it's incorruptible life.
因此在创世纪在伊甸园里面就有这两个生命两个不同的生命
That's two kinds of life in the Garden of Eden.
人得到神的生命与永远的旨意有密切的
If man receive the life from God, and then it was related to God's purpose.
但是在神的智慧的当中，人必须要亲自来拣选这个生命。
But in God's wisdom, man has to choose his own life.
这个生命不是勉强的加在人的身上。
It is not be forced.
人有一个自由的一个选择，在这个分别善恶树代表的生命和生命树代表的生命要做一个选择。
And then we have a free will that we have to choose from the life that we present from.The tree of life, and then from the other life is from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
当亚当和夏娃在这两个生命、这两个树中间做选择的时候，他们选择了分别善恶树。
When Adam and Eve, when they choose the tree of knowledge and good and evil.
为什么他们选择分别善恶树呢
？Why do they choose that one?
如果今天你我站在那两个面前，我们会选择什么树呢
？If you and I we stand in the garden, which one you will choose?
我们弟兄姊妹大家都说。我们选择死。
Of course, we will say we will choose the tree of life.
因为我们知道答案，所以我们都说我们要选生命树。
Because we know the answer, that's why we will choose the tree of life.
但是如果我们当日真是我们站在那两棵树的面前的话，很可能你和我都会选择分别善恶树。
If we were there at that time, we probably will choose the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
因为我们人天然的生命里面。都是希望能够独立的。
Because in our naturally, we want to be independent.
每一个人他的生命里面都有一个独立性。
All of us, there is an independence in us.
如果我们里面没有那个独立性的话，那个顺服是不成问题的。
without the independency, it's okay. There will be no problem for us to obey.
为什么今天我们在顺服这件事情上有这么大的问题呢？
Why there's such a big problem to obey?
因为我们的生命里面那个独立性是非常的强的。
Because the independence is very strong in us.
我举一个例。
I'll give you an example.
我常常坐长距离的飞机。
And I usually travel long distance.
那个长距离的飞机呢，大概都是要八九个小时。
And it mostly will take us 8 to 9 hours.
所以在那个选座位的时候呢，是非常重要的。
It is important one night choose the flight seat.
因为你不能选靠近那个窗户旁边的位置。
I will not choose the window seat.
因为晚上的时候，如果你坐在靠窗的话，你出不来的。
During the night, if you want to get out, you can't when you sit on the window seat.
因为当晚上的时候，大家把椅子往后一靠的时候啊。中间是没有空隙可以出来的。
In the evening, whenever they lean back their seats, you don't have a space to come out.
所以呢，每一个要坐那个飞机的人呢，都是先选那个靠走道的位置。
Then everyone would choose the aisle seat.
当靠走道位置都坐满了以后呢，剩下是靠窗的位置。
After all the aisle seats are taken, then it will be the window.
为什么人有这样的一个选择
？Why people choose so?
因为坐在这个靠走道的呢，可以独立。
Because you will be independent when you sit on the aisle seat.
我什么时候要起来，我什么时候要起来。
I can get up whenever I want.
我不需要依靠另外一个人。
I don't want to depend on other people.
我也不要打搅另外一个人。
I don't need bother others.
为此这个一个独立性哈，你看非常明显的，每一个人都盼望坐在那个走道的位置上。
Just for this reason, everyone wants to choose the aisle seat.
我们人啊，里面都有那个心，就是我们要能够独立。
We all want to be independent.
因此亚当和夏娃当日他们觉得他们在这个生命的里面他们自己要能够分别善恶。
And that's why Adam and Eve, because of this reason, and they want to know what is good, what is evil.
他们不要让神不能依靠神来决定善恶。
And they don't want to depend on God to tell them what is good, what is evil.
他们就选择了这个分别善恶树的果子。
That's chosen.The fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
罗马书就告诉我们，之后罪就从一人入了世界。
The book of Romans tells us sin entered to the world through one man.
然后死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到了众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
And death come with sin, and then we all sin.
因此神就把亚当和夏娃赶出了伊甸园。
That's why God drove Adam and Eve away from the Garden of Eden.
因为罪和死在伊甸园里面是不能容许存在的。
Because sin and death will not be allowed to be exist at Garden and Eden.
不但如此，神还在伊甸园的东边设了基路伯。
Not only this, God set up the cherubim in the east of the garden.
还有四面转动发那个火焰的剑。
And then also there is a flaming sword all around.
圣经告诉我们，乃是把守生命树的道路。
And that is the way to guard the tree of life.
让人不能够再回到那个生命树的面前。
They cannot return to the tree of life.
人失去了进到生命树面条路。
And then man lost to go back to the tree of life.
但是我们感谢神，神爱世人。
But praise the Lord, He loved the world.
因此神一直在想要把这条路能够恢复起来。
But God tried to restore the way.
因此他把耶稣基督差遣到这个世界上。
That's why He sent Jesus Christ to the world.
他说我来是要叫羊得生命。
And He said, I came to give man life.
就是要把到生命树的这条路要恢复起来。
And He will restore the way to go back to the tree of life.
因此我们看见主耶稣在约翰福音里面的第一个神迹是在迦拿婚宴里面把水变成酒。
And then we see the first miracle that Jesus performed is at the wedding at the Cana that he turned water into wine.
那个水呢是代表那个会朽坏的生命。
The water represents the corruptible life.
而那个酒呢是代表不会朽坏的生命。
The wine is represents the incorruptible life.
因此主耶稣的头一个神迹就是把那个会的生命换成那个不会朽坏的生命。
The first miracle that Jesus performed is to turn corruptible life into the incorruptible one.
这个神迹解释了所有的神迹。
And then this miracle explains all the following ones.
这个神迹解释了整本约翰福音。
And this miracle explains the whole gospel.
这个神迹揭示了耶稣基督来到这个世界上他的目的。
And this miracle interprets all the purpose that Jesus came to earth.
那是要恢复在亚当里面所失去的。
And he want to restore what is lost through Adam.
那是恢复人到生命树的道路。
It is to restore the way that man returned to the tree of life.
那耶稣如何恢复这个道路呢
？And how can he restore the way？
这个门口有这个发火焰的剑。
And there is a flaming sword around it.
And 神说你们吃的那个日子必定死。
And God says the day you eat, you will die.
死就是与生命树这个断绝了关系了。
And then death is separate from the tree of life.
因此主耶稣就为着我们的缘故就来到这个发火焰的剑的面前。
So Jesus for the sake of us, he came before the flaming sword.
当主死在十字架上的时候，他死在这个发火焰的这个剑的下面。
When he died on the cross, he is dead before the flaming sword.
但是感谢神，神要他三天以后从死里复活。
But praise the Lord, he rose 3 days later.
神超越了这个发火焰的剑。
And God surpassed the flaming sword.
因此，从生命树的这个道路就重新恢复了。
That's the way go back to the tree of life is restored.
今天我们能够再拣选生命。
So that today we can choose life again.
在整本旧约的历史里面。
During the whole Old Testament history.
是一个拣选的历史。
That is a history of chosen.
一方面神拣选了以色列的人。
And on one hand, God chose Israelites.
一方面神让以色列人一次再一次有机会来拣选生命。
On the other hand, God gave Israelites chance, again and again to choose life.
在生命面，摩西说：“我呼天唤地的向个人以色列列人做见证。”
In Deuteronomy, Moses says, "I heaven and earth, I will testify against you."
将生死祸福陈明在你们面前。
I set the death and life.And blessing and curse before you.
要以色列人拣选生命。
And so he wanted Israelites to choose life.
在士师的时代。
In the time of judges.
那个时候，圣经上解释这个士师记的时代，他说那个时候以色列人中没有王，个人任意而行。
And the Bible explains in the time of judges, and there is no king, but everyone do things right in their own eyes.
换句话说，他们乃是有那个分别善恶树的生命。
And then in another word, they have a life that has the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
每一个人按照自己的意思来行。
Everyone did according to their own eyes.
不拣选那个生命。
They did not choose.
路德记第一章说，那时候国中遭遇了饥荒。
And in chapter 1, Luke says, in great famine.
所以有一个人叫以利米勒，他按照他自己的意思来行。
And there is a man, his name is Elimelech, and he did what is right in his own eyes.
因此他就带他的全家就到了摩押地去了。
So he took his whole family to Moab.
这是这个人的反应。
That is his response.
饥荒来临到了伯利恒。
And there is a famine came to Bethlehem.
因此他自己来分别这个善恶。
And then he wants to know what is good, what is evil.
他认为去摩押是一件对的事情。
And then he thought to go to Moab is right.
因此他按照自己的意思来行，他就把全家就带到了摩押。
So he did on his own will, and he took his whole family to Moab.
这个结果就是死亡。
The result is death.
每一次我们按照分别善恶树的生命做了决定，那个决定永远都是带进死亡。
Each time when we make decision by the principle of the knowledge and evil, and they will come, it will lead us to death.
他自己死了。
He died himself.
他的两个儿子也死了。
And so did his two sons.
你就看到这个按照分别善恶树所做的这个决定，带进的永远都是死亡。
The decision according to the knowledge of good and evil always brings death.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天饥荒临到 Houston,
and dear brothers and sisters, if famine come to Houston,
我们会怎样行？
What do we do?
你说，哎呀，不可能啊！
You think it's impossible?
我们现在休斯顿这么好哈，怎么会有饥荒呢？
And we have good life in Houston. How come there's famine?
弟兄姊妹，你们在休斯顿时间不够长啊。
You stay in Houston not long enough.
你知道在 80年代的后期和90年代的初期, Houston 是非常惨的。
At the end of 1980s and the beginning of the 1990s, there is a crisis in recession in Houston.
Right. 那个时候一桶石油钱呢, 是10块钱。
At that time, a barrel of oil only cost $10.
石油一桶卖10块钱的话, Houston的经济是非常惨的。
If one barrel of oil, it's only worth $10. That's the life wasn't good.
那个时候，如果你站在你家的门口哈, 那一条街上都是这个卖房子的标志。
And then if you stand on the street, and every house, in front of every house, there is a sign for sale.
如果你在公司走在那个hallway上的时候呢, 一半的办公室都是空的。
If you walk in the hallway of a company, there's half of the offices are empty.
这饥荒是可能临到我们这边的。
It's possible that famine come to Houston.
问题如果今天饥荒临到了我们,
the question is, if famine come to us,
如果突然之间, 你没有工作了,
if all of a sudden you're out of job,
这个时候你会怎么做?
And what do you do?
你会不会按照自己的意思来决定? 哪里是对的?
Will you make decision by your own will?
还是你会按照这个生命树的原则来做决定?
Or you make decision according to the principle of tree of life.
伯利恒代表神的心意。
Bethlehem represents the heart of Lord.
我们看见在伯利恒,在神的心意里面, 它是站在一个重要的地位。
In God's heart, Bethlehem is very important.
摩押是代表 拦阻以色列人百姓进入神心意的。
The Moab is an obstacle for God's people to enter into the heart of God.
摩押是罗德跟他的大女儿所生的孩子。
Moab is a son of Lot with his older daughter.
这摩押乃是从罪里面产生出来的。
Moab was born with sin.
因此在摩押在历史的里面, 他最重要的一个事情就是要拦阻以色列百姓进入神的旨意。
In the history of Moab, and what he did is he wants to stop God's will among his people.
你们读旧约的时候就发现曾经有一个先知叫巴兰, 有人叫他去咒诅以色列人, 你们记得这个故事吗?
Do you remember in Old Testament, there is a prophet, it's called Balaam, and then they called him to curse Israelites.
是谁叫巴兰去咒诅以色列人的?
Do you know who called Balaam to curse Israelites?
是摩押人。
It was Moabites.
摩押人怕以色列人进入迦南地。
The Moabites are afraid that Israelites will enter Canaan.
因此摩押人要拦阻以色列人进入神的心意。
So Moabites wants to stop Israelites go to the will of God.
当以色列人进入迦南地的时候, 从耶利哥进入的。
And then when Israelites enter Canaan, and they went in through Jericho.
耶利哥在约旦河的西边。
And then Jericho is west of the River Jordan.
在约旦河的东边, 叫摩押的平原。
In the east of River Jordan, it's called the Plain of Moab.
对, 要进迦南以前呢, 你先到摩押的平, 然后过约旦河, 就进到耶利哥。
Want to enter Canaan, you have Jordan of River, and then you go through the Plain of Moab.
当以色列人到了那摩押平原的时候啊, 这个流便, 加德和马拿西支派的人看见, 这个摩押平原真好啊。
When the Israelites came to the plain of Moab, Reuben, Gad, and half of the Manasseh, they see the plain of Moab is great.
他们就跟摩西说, 我们不过去了。They
told Moses, we won't go through.
我们就在这里就好了。
We won't stay here.
你看摩押是拦阻以色列人要进入神永远心意的一件事。
You see, Moab is wanted to stop. They realize to enter the promised land. Moab is a plain.
以色列有很多的牲畜。
And then the Israelites has many cattle.
这个迦南地是山地。
And the Canaan is a hill country.
所以有这个牲畜的人啊, 当然是喜欢这个摩押的平原。
Peep turtles likes to live in a plain.
那心意是进入迦南。
But purpose is to want them enter Canaan.
但是摩押这么好。
But Moab is the land of Moab is so great.
所以流便加德马拿西之半个支派，他们就留在了摩押的平原。
So Reuben, Gad and half a tribe of Manasseh, they stayed in the plain of Moab.
当饥荒出现的时候，摩押也就会出现。
When there's famine, so there's Moab.
当摩押出现的时候，乃是放在我们面前来带领我们离开神旨意的一件事。
When Moab is there, and they will lead us depart from the will of God.
当以利米勒碰见饥荒以后，他就去了摩押。
When Elimelech saw famine, he went to Moab.
感谢神，神没有放弃，神没有放弃他们这个家。
But praise the God, God didn't give up this family.
他就拣选了路德。
And then he chose Ruth.
路嫁到以利米勒家一共十年。
And then Ruth married to the Elimelech family for 10 years.
在这十年当中呢，他看见三个死亡。
And during these 10 years, she saw 3 deaths.
你大概想过这个路德经历了很悲伤的是十年之中三个死亡。
And I think about it, Ruth's life is pretty sad. And then she saw 3 deaths in 10 years.
所以这个女子的心里面一定是非常的忧愁啊。
Her heart must be full of sorrow.
当拿尔米要让她回家的时候，他应该很高兴就回家了。
She should be happy when Naomi asked her leave.
因为在这十年当中发生了三件这么不幸的事。
During these 10 years, there's so great sadness happened in the house.
那现在呢？她婆婆要回到伯利恒去了。
And now the mother-in-law won't go back to Bethlehem.
而且给她自由，可以回到她的娘家去。
Gave Ruth freedom to go back to her own mother's house.
给她自由改嫁，可以找到一个新的家。
And also give her freedom to get to remarry.
照我们常人来想，路德应该欢喜快乐就回到摩押她自己的娘家去了。
With common sense, Ruth supposed to be happy and then go back to her own house.
如果在分别善恶树的原则下的话，这个路德就回到娘家去了。
And then according to the principle of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then she would go back to her mother's house.
但是在这十年当中，路德看见了一件事。
But during 10 years, Ruth saw one thing.
她看见了这个神的荣耀。
And then she saw the glory of God.
她看见这个神的荣耀在阿拉米的身上彰显出来。
And then she saw the glory of God and manifested through Naomi.
因此他的选择不是分别善恶树的选择，而是生命树的选择。
So that's her choice. Her choice is not the choice according to the knowledge of good and evil, but the tree of life.
因为这个缘故，路德在他的一生当中，他做了三个重大的选择。
For this reason, Ruth had three important choices in her life.
这三个选择也是今天我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们要做的这个三个选择。
And then these three choices is applied to us today.
迟早你我都要做这个选择。
Sooner or later, we will face these three choices.
第一个选择。
First.
路德拣选了伯利恒。
And then Ruth had chosen Bethlehem.
他拣选了以色列胜过摩押。
He had chosen Israel over Moab.
他拣选了以色列的神胜过摩押的神。
He had chosen God of Israelites over the God of Moab.
他拣选拿俄米胜过他自己的母亲。
He had chosen Naomi over her own mother.
他选择继续做一个寡妇，超过再嫁。
He had chosen to be a widow to get married again.
他选择依靠神，靠人。
He had chosen to depend on God on man.
他选择神的旨意。
He had chose the will of God.
他拒绝了那个拦阻神旨意的摩押。
And then he refused Moab, which is stopped the will of God.
当我们拣选神的旨意的时候，我们乃是为了神的荣耀。
When we choose the will of God, it's for God's glory.
而我们拣选摩押的时候，常常是为了自己的荣耀。
When we choose Moab, that is for our own glory.
为什么流便加德马拿西半个支派要拣选摩押呢？
And then why Reuben, Gad, and a half tribe of Manasseh choose Moab?
为的是自己的荣耀。
For they want to for their own glory.
为的是自己的牲畜。
And then for their own cattle.
弟兄姊妹，你会如何拣选呢？
And dear brothers and sisters, how do you choose?
我们要拣选摩押的平原呢， 还是迦南的山地
？We choose the plain of Moab or the hill country in Canaan.
路德他拣选为了神的旨意和神的荣耀。
The choices that Ruth made is for the glory.
他说：“你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。”
She says, "Where you go, I follow."
你在哪里住宿，我就在哪里住宿。
Where you lodge, I lodge.
你的国就是我的国。
Your country will be my country.
你的神就是我的神。
Your God, my God.
每一个基督徒。都要做这样的一个决定。
Each Christian needs to make this decision.
到底我们是为自己而活呢，还是为神而活？
Do we live for God or for ourselves?
为自己的荣耀而活着呢，还是为神的荣耀而活着？
Do we live for our own glory or for the glory of God?
为自己的心意而活着呢，还是为神的旨意而活着？
Do we live for our own satisfaction or for the will of God?
我们必须要做这个选择。
We must make choices.
我们如果不是选一，我们就是选二。
If we don't choose one, then there will be two.
没有中间的。
There is no gray area.
若不是为神而活，我们就是为己而活。
If we don't live for God, then we live for ourselves.
历史上有一个非常有名的一个人叫 C.T. Studd.
And this a man called C.T.
这个人呢是一个到中国的。来传教的宣教士。
And then he was a missionary. He went to China.
但是在他做宣教士以前呢，他有很多荣耀的。
Before he was a missionary, and there was many glory in his life.
他是英国剑桥大学的毕业生。
And he graduated from Cambridge.
当然那是最好的学校。
At that time, that was the best university.
不但如此呢，他是这个英国板球队的。国家球员。
And not only that, he is a member of the national cricket team.
所以这个人啊，他是有许多的机会呢，来得到他个人的荣耀。
He had many chances to gain his own glory.
但是他说呢，他说我只能活一次啊。
But he said, I can only live once.
而这个生命很快就过去了。
And life will soon.
只有为神所做的才能够有永远的价值。
And then all we do for God and it goes to eternity.
因此他放弃了为自己的荣耀而活。
So he gave up the glory for his own.
他选择了为神的旨意和荣耀而活。
And then he chose to glorify God.
因此他就到中国做一个宣教士。
So he went to China to be a missionary.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个弟兄的一个见证。
And brothers and sisters, this is a testimony from a brother.
我们每一个人都只能活一生，活一次的。
We only live once.
没有办法再活第二次。
We don't have second life.
不可能，我们第一次呢为自己而活，第二次呢为主而活。
You can't live the first time for yourself and the second time for God.
我们只能有一个拣选。
We only have one choice.
我们为神而活呢，还是为己而活
？We live for God or we live for ourselves.
我们必须要做这个决定。
We must make the choice.
我们越晚做这个决定，我们为主活的日子就越短。
The later you make the decision, the shorter days you live for God.
不但我们一生只有一次。
Not only we only live once.
而且这一生很快就要过去。
And our life is short.
如果你还没有做决定。
If you haven't made the decision yet,
我们需要现在做这个决定。
We need to make the decision now.
我到底是要为自己而活呢，还是要我愿为主而活？
Do I live for God or I live for myself?
你迟一天做这个决定，你为主而活的日子就少一天。
And then one day you delayed, and then that means the one day you are for sure to live for
God. 在地上我们可以做许许多多的事情。
We can do many things on earth.
只有为神所做的能够存留到永远。
The things only we do for God will lead us to eternity.
这是路德所做的第一个决定。
That's the first choice that Ruth made.
这是我们每一个人今天所迫切需要赶快做的一个决定。
And then this is the one we need to make decision now.
时间已经不多了。
And then time is short.
主来的日子已经近了。
And the Lord is coming soon.
为主而活的日子没有多少了。
There's not many days to live for the Lord.
赶快做这个决定吧。
And then hurry to make the decision.
这是第一个决定。
That's the first choice.
第二个路德所做的。
Second decision, the Ruth made.
她决定她停留在波阿斯的田。
And then she decided she will be in the field of Boaz.
当时她要出去捡麦穗的时候啊，伯利恒有许多的田啊。
When she went out there to glean in the field, there were so many.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们，路德恰巧 就到了波阿斯的田里。
And but the Bible tells us it happened that Ruth it went to the field of Boaz.
Naomi 没有叫她去波阿斯的田里。
Naomi didn't tell her.
路德也不知道她要去哪一个田。
And then the Ruth didn't know which one she should go.
是恰巧她就到了波阿斯的田里。
It just happened and she went to the field of Boaz.
弟兄姊妹，这就描写我们每一个人的光景。
That is our.Situation too.
当我们来到美国的时候，我们没有想说我要去美国，我要去信耶稣。
And then when you came to America, you didn't say, "Oh, I go to America to believe in Christ."
有多少人来美国以前说我要去美国，因为我要信耶稣。
How many of you before you came to America, you say, "I go there because I want in Christ"?
哦，我们到美国，我们是就找一块田就是了。
And then we go to America just to find the field.
但是呢，恰巧我们就来到 Dumbo.
But it happened. We came to Dumbo.
我们从来没有计划，我们到美国以后呢，要去那个 Dumbo 聚会的。
We didn't plan. We come to America. We come to Dumbo.
但是我们恰巧碰到一个人，恰巧我们就来到 Dumbo， 然后恰巧我们就信了。
It happened, we met someone, and then that person then take us to Dumbo, and you believed.
诶，不是我们拣选神，是神拣选我们。
It is not that we had chosen God, but God had chosen us.
但是当我们到了这个田以后呢，我们可以选择留在这里，还是不留在这里。
But when we are here, it's our choices to stay or to leave.
是神把路德带到波阿斯的田里，但是是路德决定要留在波阿斯的田里。
It was God guided Ruth to go to Boaz, but it was Ruth's choice to stay.
是神带领我们今天在Dumbo这里聚会，但是是我们自己的决定，我们是不是留在这里聚会。
It was God guided us to Dumbo, but it's our own choices to stay or.
不但路德留在波阿斯的，他从早晨。一直到晚上。
And it's not only she stayed at the field of Boaz, but also she stayed from morning until evening.
弟兄姊妹，路德在波阿斯的田里面是何等的殷勤啊。
And then dear brothers, sisters, and Ruth is very diligent when she was working at the field.
不但如此，到了晚上，她把她所有捡起来的，她还把它打了，打成麦子。
And then not only this, at the, in the evening,And then she will shear all the bundles and for what she gleaned.
从早晨到晚上来捡麦穗，然后到了走以前再把所有的麦穗打成麦。
And then she gleaned in the field from morning to evening, and in the evening, and then she will and then she will reap.She will beat the barley into the food grain.
This is her choice.
That's her choices.
神也有一块田呢。
And God has a field.
神的田就是他的教会。
And then God's land field is His church.
所以今天我们在教会里面就是像在波阿斯的田中。
And then today we are like we are in the field of Boaz.
波阿斯就跟他说，他说你听我说哈，你不要到别人的田里面。
And Boaz told her, "Do not go to other people's field."
不要离开这里。
Do not leave.
要常与我的使女在一起。
And stay with my maids.
所以路德就顺服，他就拣选了波阿斯的田。
So Ruth obeyed, and then she chose to stay in the field of Boaz.
路德不从其他的田里面得到任何的满足。
And then she did not satisfy from other fields.
这是她的选择。
That's her choice.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是不是做这同样的选择？
And then do we face the same choice today?
除了神的田以外，我从其他的田里面来寻求满足。
We do not seek our own satisfaction from the world other, from the world other than God's field.
神是不是我们的满足？
Is God our satisfaction?
是不是有了神就已经够了？
It is enough when we have God.
还是除了神以外，我们需要到另外的田里面去拾取麦穗，我们才能得到满足？
Or we have to go to other fields to, and to glean so that we can satisfy other than God's field?
我们在神的家里面是不是殷勤？
And are we diligent worker at God's house?
我们为自己的荣耀，我们是非常殷勤的。
For our own glory, we work diligently.
我想我们每一个人， 我相信我们在座的每一个人都为着自己的学业工作从早晨心情到晚上，我们都有这个经历。
We all have experience, and I believe that we all, for our own career, our own life, we work very hard from morning to evening.
但是我们有没有为着神的家的缘故，我们从早上一直殷勤到晚上
？Is there any time, God's sake, we work diligently from morning to evening?
我们在神的家里面，我们拾取麦穗有很多的年日了。
We glean barley at the field of God for many years.
有的时候我们只停留在这个波阿斯田里的一个角落的里面。
And sometimes we stay at the corner of the field of Boaz.
我们从来没有把这个波阿斯的田走遍过。
And we never go around of the field.
也许我们在这一块 corner 叫做新约圣经，我们捡一捡。
Maybe this corner is called New Testament. We just glean a little.
哎，这个旧约呢就不捡了。
And so, well, we do not glean from the Old Testament.
也许那个这旧约太多了，太大了，我就捡这块新约就好了。
Maybe the Old Testament is too large, too much. I'm just gleaning at the New Testament.
有的人他更聪明，他根本不捡的。
And someone are be smart, they do not glean at all.
他等那个波阿斯的仆人呢，从那捆子里面把那个麦子抽出来扔在地上，他就捡那个就好了。
She put weight until the servant of Boaz and then put some from the bundles. Boaz gave it to her.
如果你自己不读圣经啊，只是来到聚会里面听弟兄姊妹讲的话，你不过就是像这样的情形。
And if you don't read Bible yourself, you just come here to listen to the sermon, that is your situation.
不过你在等那个神的仆人把那个捆子里面拿一点出来丢在地上，那你就捡那个现成的。
And then you are just waiting for the servant of God give you some.
我们在神的家里面是不是一个殷勤的人，像路德一样
？And are we diligently worker like Ruth?
路德不但他拾取麦穗，到最后他把那个麦穗把它打成那个面粉。
And then not only Ruth gleaned, but also she beat it into flour.
然后呢，她把这个打成的这个面粉带回去来侍奉拿尔米。
And then she take the flour home and to serve Naomi.
因此，她来到这个波阿斯的田里，不单单是为着自己的满足，而是为着能够满足别人。
It is not for her own satisfaction. She came to the field of Boaz, but for other people's satisfaction.
今天我们来到这个波阿斯的田里，今天我们来到神的家中，是不是只是为了我个人的满足呢？
Today we come to God's house, which is the field of Boaz. Is it for our own satisfaction?
还是我同时也顾到别人的需要？
Or for other people's needs?
这是路德所做的第二个选择。
This is the second choice that Ruth made.
弟兄姊妹，我们都已经在波阿斯的田里。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are all on the field of Boaz.
不是我们选择来波阿斯的田里的。
It is not our choice to come to his field.
但是既然神已经把我们摆在这里。
But since God put us here.
我们可以选择停留在这个田里面。
It's our choice to stay.
我们可以选择以这个地方为我们的满足。
And then we can choose, we our satisfaction will be here.
我们不到其他的田里面去寻求满足。
We do not seek satisfaction from other fields.
我们可以选择在这个田里面殷勤。
We can choose to diligent worker in this on this field.
我们也可以选择在这里面来满足其他的人的需要。
And then we can choose to satisfy other people's needs.
这是每一个基督徒所需要做的第二个选择。
And this is the second choice that every Christian should make.
我们在神的家中应当怎样行
？And then what should we at God's house?
路德还有做第三个选择。
And there is a third choice that Ruth has to make.
这个选择是最难的一个选择。
This is the hardest one.
那是当拿俄米叫他到那个场上去的时候，他选择顺服。
She chose to obey when Naomi told her to go to the threshing floor.
我们没有时间讲路德要他怎么做，因为夏令会已经讲过。但是当路德听见拿俄米要他所做的事，他顺服。
We didn't have enough time to explain how Naomi told her what to do, but Ruth obeyed Naomi.
她说，凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。
And Ruth said, I will do what you told me.
不管到自己的名。
No matter it's your own field.
是名誉 reputation.
Oh, and it's not regardless of her own reputation.
也不管她个人的生和死。
And regardless of her own death.
当路德做那个决定去那个大卖场的时候。
When she made decision to the threshing floor.
在最坏的情形之下，她是可以被人用石头打死的。
At the worst, case, she could be stoned to death.
以色列人都能够按照律法把路德打死在那个大卖场上。
And the Israelites can stone Ruth to death according to the law.
但是在那个大卖场上，路德也能够得到一个完全的一个新的生命。
And then also in that threshing floor, Ruth could gain a new life.
当路德去那个大卖场的时候，他不知道他要得到的是什么。
When she went to the threshing floor, she didn't know what she would receive.
因此，路德把自己的生命和前途完全交在波阿斯的手中。
So Ruth gave her own right and life onto Boaz's hands.
这个叫做十字架的道路。
That is the way of cross.
十字架的道路就是把自己的生命和前途交在神的手中，而不是握在自己的手中。
The way of cross is we give our right and our life in the hands of God, not our own hands.
因此，当路德进了那个大卖场的时候
，So when Ruth entered the threshing floor，
那个时候，他是把自己的生命就舍下来了。
And then she actually gave up her own life.
弟兄姊妹，这是第三个，每一个圣徒都需要做的一个选择。
This is the choice that each saint has to make.
弟兄姊妹，如果路德那天不去那个大卖场
，If Ruth didn't go to threshing floor that day，
今天就没有路德记。
There was no book of Ruth.
她可以回到伯利恒。
And then she came back to Bethlehem.
她可以在波阿斯的田里面。
And then she could work at the field of Boaz.
如果她没有去那个大卖场，今天没有路德记。
If she didn't go to the threshing floor, there will be no the book of Ruth.
因为无论她其他她做了些什么事情，路德这一生与神永远的旨意是没有关联的。
No matter what she did, and then her life will be not related to God.
路德与神的旨意发生关联是在那个大卖场上。
And then it is in the threshing floor that Ruth's life is connected, united with God's purpose.
因此，这个决定，这个上大卖场这个决定，是一个关键的决定。
So it is this is the essential decision that she decided to go to the threshing floor.
我们主耶稣来到这个世界上。
When Lord Jesus came to the earth.
如果他不上十字架的话。
If he didn't go to cross.
就没有使徒行传，也没有所有使徒行传以后面的。
There will be no Acts and also all the books.
我们可以有四福音。
We can have four Gospels.
如果耶稣基督不上十字架的话。
If Jesus Christ didn't go to cross.
新约圣经就停在四福音，就没有了。
The New Testament will stop at the four Gospels.
没有罗马书，没有使徒行传，没有所有的书信。
There will be no Romans, no Acts, no other epistles.
基督必须拣选十字架。
And then Christ has to choose cross.
他的神的旨意才能够成就。
Then God's will can be accomplished.
因此，这个决定是一个重大的决定。
So this decision is essential.
不但在路德的身上是如此，在我们的身上也是如此。
It is from on Ruth and also it's for us.
因为这三个重大的决定
Because of these three important decisions.
只有路德这个人他的生命与神的旨意发生了关联
Then Ruth's life is connected with God's purpose.
波阿斯就生了俄贝德
And then from Boaz that will be Obed.
俄贝德就生了耶西耶西生了大卫
And Obed, Jesse, and Jesse, David.
从摩押人到了一个建以色列家室的一个女人。
From a Moab to a woman who will build up an Israelite's house.
从摩押人到了一个地位和拉结和利亚同列。
From a Moabite, it will be equal with Rachel and Leah.
神的旨意今天乃是在地上要得着一个心腹。
And then God's purpose is He would like to gain a bride on earth.
这个心腹就是神的教会。
And then that bride is God's church.
因此，在今天在地上，如果我们能够把我们的生命与这个神家的建造发生关系，我们就与神的旨意有关联。
So here on earth, if our life is related to God's purpose, then we will be in His will to set up His house.
Naomi 和路德都是一个平凡的人。
Naomi and Ruth are common people.
和我们一样。
Like us.
耶利亚跟我们不一样。
Jeremiah and Elijah, they are different than us.
大卫和保罗也跟我们不一样。
And then so do David and Paul.
我们也许不能每个人都成为信。
Maybe not, though not, we can be all become a prophet.
但是拿俄米和路德是像我们一样的一个平常的人。
But Naomi and Ruth is just like us, they're common people.
但是他们能和神的永远的旨意发生关系。
But their life can be related to God's eternal purpose.
那是因为他们拣选生命。
Because they had choose life.
那是他们的生命，那是在这个生命是拣选在生命树的原则里面做的拣选。
And because their choice is under the principle of the tree of life.
他们选择为神而活，而不为己而活。
They choose to live for God, but not for their own.
他们选择为神的荣耀而活，不为自己的荣耀而活。
They choose to live for God's glory, not for their own glory.
他们选择在神的家中来侍奉。
And they choose to serve at God's household.
他们选择以神的家为满足。
And then he chose God's household be their satisfaction.
他们选择来走这个十字架的道路。
They choose to walk on the way of cross.
我们如何能够拣选这个生命？
And then how can we choose the life?
什么能够路德能够这三个重大的决定呢？
And then why Ruth can make these three important decisions?
如果拣选这么重要的话，今天我们如何才能做这个拣选呢？
To make choice is so important. How do we make our choices today?
这个关键在拿俄米啊。
And then the important thing is the key issue is upon Naomi.
如果没有拿俄米，就没有路德。
Without Naomi, there won't be Ruth.
如果没有拿俄米，就没有路德的三个拣选。
Without Naomi, there will be no three choices of Ruth.
是因为拿俄米，所以路德看见神的荣耀。
Because of Naomi, that's why Ruth see glory of God.
是因为拿俄米，路德留在波阿斯的田里。
And because of Naomi, Ruth stay on the field of Boaz.
是因为拿俄米，路德下到那个伯大麦的场上。
Because of Naomi, she went to the threshing floor.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
今天我们也有一个拿俄米。
Today, there is a Naomi for us.
今天拿俄米就是我们住在我们圣灵。
Naomi is the Holy Spirit who dwells.
在心中的圣灵打开我们的心眼，看见荣耀。
And then the Holy Spirit opens our inner eyes, we see the glory of God.
圣灵在我们心中保守我们，留在神的家中。
And then the Holy Spirit guards us to keep us to stay in the field of God.
也是圣灵在我们的心里面催促我们进到那个伯大麦的场上。
It is the Holy Spirit urges to go to the threshing floor.
圣灵怎么样在我们心中工作呢？
Then how the Holy Spirit work in our hearts?
约翰一书说，像一个恩膏长存在你们的心里。
Like the First John tells us, it says anointing, it will be dwell in our hearts.
当旧约里面这个人膏用膏油膏一个人的时候。
In the Old Testament, when you're anointing someone,
那是代表神对这个人有一个特别的引导。
And that is the guidance from God.
当撒母耳膏扫罗的时候，那是神对扫罗有一个特别的引导。
When Samuel anointed Saul, that is a guidance from God to Saul.
在旧约的时候，当神有引导的时候，才会有这个膏油。
In the Old Testament, and it's followed God's guidance. There is an anointing.
新约的时代，这个膏油是藏在我们的心里。
In the New Testament time, this anointing it dwells in us.
常常随时随地来引导我们。
At any time, anywhere guides us.
并不用别人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
We don't need other people teach us, but the Holy Spirit teaches in any time, anywhere.
我们信蒙恩得救以后，就有圣灵的恩膏在我们心中。
After we were saved, the Holy Spirit's anointing dwells in us.
当我们愿意做的善，我们不做的时候，圣灵的恩膏会在我们里面来鼓励我们去做。
If we do not want to do the good will of God, and then the Holy Spirit will encourage us to do so.
当我们做一些我们所不愿意做的恶的时候，圣灵在我们里面就来禁止我们。
If there is an evil thing that we are going to do, but the Holy Spirit will stop us.
如果我们顺服的恩膏的话，我们就是拣选生命。
If we obey the anointing and we choose life.
如果我们不顺服恩膏的话，就拣选死亡。
If we don't follow the anointing, choose death.
如果你这样活在恩膏的里面，顺服恩膏的话，你就能像保罗一样说：“现在活着的不再是我。”
If we obey the anointing, you will be like Paul says, I am no longer live for myself.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But the Christ lives within me.
路德在凡事上接受拿俄米的引导。
And then Ruth, and then take the guidance from Naomi in everything.
从摩押地一直到那个大卖场。
From Moab to the threshing floor.
顺服一直到那个大卖场。
And then she obeyed until to the threshing floor.
这就是生命之道。This
is the way of life.
这个恩膏是真的，不是假的。This
anointing is true, is not a lie.
这个是可以经历的。We
can experience.
如果我们在主的面前有这个心愿来顺服的话，这是真的是可以经历的。If
we have a willing heart to obey, this is true, and we can experience.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们。 被摆在生命的道路上。So,
dear brothers and sisters, today we were put on this way of life.
我们要做这个生命的选择。We
have to choose the tree of life.
我们每一个人都需要做这三个重大的选择。Each
one of us, we have to make these three important choices.
第一个选择，我们是为自己而活呢，还是为神而活？
First choice, do we live for ourselves or for God?
我们要记得我们只有一生。
Remember, we only live once.
我们要记得我们只能活一次。
Remember, we only live once.
时间一天一天过去了。
And then time flies.
我们如果不做这个决定的话, 我们为主而活的日子就一天一天过去了。
If we don't make this decision, the days lived for Lord will pass away soon.
如果我们不做这个决定的话, 我们在地上所做的一切事物都没有永恒的价值。
If we don't make this decision, everything we do will now lead us to eternity.
所以摩西呼天唤地的为以色列人做见证说要做这个选择。
That's why Moses calls heaven and earth, then you have to make this choice, choose life.
我们要做第二个选择，今天我们是不是以神的家为我们的满足？
And then the second choice is, do we take God's house as our satisfaction?
有了神是不是就足够了？
It is, are you satisfied with God?
还是我们要到这个地上其他的地方去寻求满足？
Or we seek other satisfaction from other place?
我们在神的家里面是否应当殷勤？
And then should we be work diligently?
我们在神的家里面是不是应当为着别人的满足？
And then should we live for other people's satisfaction at God's house? That's our second choice. And then the third one. This is the most important one.
当拿俄米告诉路德去场上的时候，拿俄米说了这一句话。
When Naomi told Ruth to go to the threshing floor, Naomi says,
她说她就是波阿斯必告诉你当做的事。
And then she said, Boaz will tell you what to do.
弟兄姊妹，我们人是喜欢义而行的。
And then, brothers and sisters, we like to do with our own will.
但是呢，说你要到那个场上去，那个波阿斯要告诉你所当做的事。
But Naomi says, you go to the threshing floor, Boaz will tell you what to do.
这叫做十字架。
That is called cross.
我们没有自己的意见。
We don't have our own opinions.
波阿斯要告诉我们所当做的事。
And the Boaz will tell us what to do.
这就是 那个保罗在大马色的路上所发生的事。
This is what happened when Paul went on the way of Damascus.
在那一天以后，保罗在地上所做的事是神叫他所做的。
After that day, what Paul did is God tells him to do.
这叫做与主同死。
That is to call die with Christ.
因为路德把自己的生命就放下来了。Because
Ruth gave up her own life.
她的前途在波阿斯的手中。Her
future is in the hand of Boaz.
弟兄姊妹，你我愿意把自己的生命放下来吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you want to give up your will?
让神来决定我们的前途。And
let God make decide our future.
这叫做十字架的道路。The
way of the cross.
我们能不能够做这个选择？
And can we make such decision?
常常当我们在做选择的时候，圣灵有一个意思，拿俄米有一个意思，但是我们心里面有另外一个意思。When
we make choices, there is two wills. One is from Naomi, the Holy Spirit. One is our own.
保罗告诉我们，在这样的时候要持定永生啊。
And then the Paul tells us at this point you have to hold fast.
当我们在这样的情形里面, 顺服圣灵的引导, 不顾自己的意见, 这叫做持定永生。
This is called to hold fast.
弟兄姊妹们,
when there's time to make choice.
时间已经不多了。
And time flies.
每一个人必须要在你的生命里面做这三个决定。
And all of us we have to make in our lives we have to make these three choices.
如果今天你还有决定没有做的,
if you haven't made decision yet,
也许你还有机会,
maybe you have chance.
趁住今日,
when you have today,
在主的面做这个生命的选择,
choose life before the Lord.
选择为主而活。
And then choose to live before Lord. I mean, for the Lord.
选择以神的家为你的满足。
And then choose God's household to be your satisfaction.
选择走在这个十字架的道路上。
To choose on the way of the cross.
主会祝福我们。
God will bless us.
主会把我们的生命与神永远的旨意相连起来。
And God will connect our life to God's eternal purpose.
我们虽然不过都是平凡的人。
We are only common people.
我们也许也不会做任何不平凡的大事。
And probably we can do some great things.
但是如果我们活在这个生命树的原则上的话,
but if we live under the tree of life,
我们的生命与神的旨意是必然会有关联的。
Our life must relate to God's purpose.
但愿神怜悯我们众人。
May God have mercy upon us.
当我们走完这人生的道路以后,
when we finish our life,
我们的生命与神的旨意是发生关系的。
Our life is related to God's purpose.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，像我们这样渺小的人。
People like us.
但是你却, 拣选了我们。
But you have chosen us.
把我们放在神的家中。
And you put us into God's household.
你所给我们的恩典是超过我们所求所想。
The grace you give us is beyond our comprehension.
你带领我们走这个生命的道路。
And you guide us on the way of life.
你把这个选择的这个权利给了我们。
You give us free will to make decisions.
愿早晨我们在你的话里面能够看见一条路。
And then may we see the way to this morning.
路德所做的选择是我们所应该做的选择。
The decision that Ruth made is the one that we ought to make.
路德所走的道路是我们所应该走的道路。
And then the way that Ruth path, that is the tread, is our way too.
我们都是活在摩押的人。
And then we are all like Moabites.
是你的恩典把我们带到 伯利恒。
It was your grace take us to the Bethlehem.
让我们拣选波阿斯的田。
And let us to choose the field of Boaz.
让我们愿意顺服, 一直到那个波阿斯的场所。
And then may we obey and go to the threshing floor.
好叫神的旨在我们身上可以成就。
So that God's will be accomplished.
令我们众人。
Have mercy on us, Lord.
如果我们有, 在这些事情上做过选择,
if we haven't made such decision,
早晨怜悯我们,
have mercy upon us this morning. Let us make such decision.
我们求主给我们这样的恩典。
May you have grace upon us.
祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.